put it on. Tyway, Northwest London, Chai Elul, 4th of September.
Just pass me a chumash on.
Rabbi Don Kaufman Schlitter, what is in the smallest sedra? This week's Tyway has been sponsored by family Max Grosnas on the yard site of his late Shreer, Rav Arya Ben Ramoshe Vatalon Wright, Zechron Lebrocha, and also sponsored by family Joseph, Leila Nishmas Ramoshe Ben Rav Yosef, our friend Ramoshe Joseph, on his first yacht site, which will be tomorrow.
Okay, good morning, Raboisai. The shortest sedra of all isn't actually quite so short. I'll come to that in a moment, but first let me start with a halacha and to explain the relevance of that. So the Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Reish Yudalet, Hilchos Brochos, if you don't say the words Hashem Elokeinu and Melech, those three words, it's not a brocha. Equally, based on that, the saying is, a chain is as strong as its weakest link. So every brocha is only worth whatever it was planned to be when saying Hashem Elokeinu Melech. So accordingly, in Siman Reish Tes, there's a halacha, based on the Gemara, brachas, lokach kos shel sheicha. Someone's got a cup of beer, coffee, Coca-Cola, what you like. And the bracha for that is, shakon li'bedvoroi. If one would say, on purpose, would say, or even by mistake, a bracha, boiri priya gofen on this, well, it's not yotza. We'll have to make a new bracha again. The other way around, yes. If someone took a cup of wine and said shakoni bedvoroi, that always helps at the end of the day. You can be yotze with that. But if you say boi pira gofen, holding a cup of sheichor, one is not yotze. So the story is this. He has a cup of sheichor in his hand. And he starts the brocha, baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu melech ha'olam. And as he says Hashem Elokeinu melech, he's planning to say the brocha of shakol li bedvoroi, of course, that's the right thing to do. He has the right intentions now. But he made a mistake, and he ended off boi priya gofen. That's not a valid brocha. So Shulchan Aruch says, yes, you are yotze. Why? Because when he said Hashem lekeinu melech, he had the right intentions. If he would be amazed, say the wrong brocha, purposely go and say boi priya gofen, he's not yotze. Even if he just to pervert the brocha in the last minute on purpose, not yotze, because it was a shogeg, and he had the right intention when he said Hashem Elokeinu Melech, he's yotze. Okay, that's it. Right now, the Shulchan Aruch carries on with an opposite case of. Right, hoyu b'yodo, if he's got in his hand a kois sheichor, a cup of coffee, and he makes a mistake and thinks, oh, it's gefen, this is wine. Made a mistake. So he starts a brocha, baruch atah, Hashem kemen choylom, and he wants to do the right thing, he's going to say boi priya gofen, because he believes this is coffee, this is a Coca-Cola or something. And then he sees the Coca-Cola is fizzing, ah! This is not wine, this is Coca-Cola, I realize now. So he changes the brocha in time, and he says, shakol ne bedvoroi. So he got it right in the end. Yotze. So the question, but the question is, but he when he says Shem Lekein the Melech, he had the wrong idea. How can this be? From here you see, from this halacha you see, the koyach or tshuva. He had the wrong intentions. He said that Hashem came to Melech and planned wine. And then he did the right thing. And he said, Shakol li bedvoroi. A tshuva means a person who does the right thing, it'll uproot the bad machshavas which were there before. This is the koyach of tshuva. Now let's go back to the first halacha. This, it's a contradiction. Because in the first halacha we said that he had the sheikh on his hand and he planned the right thing, but he said the wrong thing at the end of the day. How does this tally? Here is the answer. When a person has done the wrong, said, had the wrong thing in mind, he does tshuva and does the right thing, it uproots the wrong thoughts that were before. But the other way around, person who had the right thoughts and he errs and does the wrong thing, b'shogeg, that will not uproot the deed. The maaser is not strong enough. Maaser overruled machshava. Because we live in the world of action, of maaser. But maaser ro, b'shogeg, does not uproot the machshava toiva. Now, all depends on what is intended at the crucial point of Shemu Malchus. That point. There is a certain point in the year when we are busy with Shemu Malchus. Rosh Hashanah. Yom Noroim. That's when we focus on saying Shemu Malchus. From this first halacha we derive, if a person has, at the time of Shemu Malchus, on Rosh Hashanah, he is planning, I will do all the right things. And later on, then he will get a Pisco Tovo Ksiva Chasima Tovo. If it happens later in the year that he has erred, but not with Mamezid, and he does the wrong thing, it will not uproot the powers of the Pisco Tovo because Machshova Amasa B'Shogeg never uproots a Machshova Tovo, only Machshova Ra. That's something, that's a halacha. Now let's turn to Parshas Vayelach, the shorter Sedra. Well, 1 minute, is it the shortest Sedra? You may take from me, because I've checked it out. The statistic average is there are between 13 and 14 words on average in every posuk. Because our short psukim, like last week said, Baruch Tanachol Meshatecha, just 3 words. The longer psukim. The longest posuk in the Torah is in Parshas Kisisa, with the eagle, beginning of the eagle there, the longest posuk of the whole Torah, in the 34 words. But where else are the long psukim? Sedra Vayelach. Not one, a whole range of them. And by the way, the lesson from that is, the Sedra Vayelach is a very sedra, which is very much a Musa Sedra. You see from here, Musa does not have to be short. It can extend, it can go longer. But I'm not going to speak Musa today, so I'll be finished on time. So the posuk, the longest posuk is just after Shishi, Yorkasim Sena Oisoi, and that's a long posuk, 31 words. And there's other psukim, a posuk Tez Zayin, which is a long posuk, is 28 words. Another posuk is 27 words. These are all very long psukim. And no other sedra has got as many long psukim as Vayelach has, which is a shorter sedra. There you are. It's a statistic. Now, what is in Vayelach? So the first two words of the Sedra are Vayelach Moshe. This is a distinct change from the rest of Sefer Devarim. So Vayelach Moshe is narrative. It's a Torah telling of an event. Moshe went. Telling of an event. We don't have that at all in Sefer Devarim, of narrative. Because Sefer Devarim is Mishnah Torah, which is Moshe Benu speaking, giving his halachas and his musa. So there's no events, there's no tense, Vayelach Moshe, no narrative anywhere. Now, furthermore, first of all, let's explain. Mishnah Torah is an expression found all over in Chazal. It's not in the Chumash itself, except for the king has a Mishnah Torah he carries with him, Sefer Devarim, Mishnah Torah, some opinions hold. But it's all over Chazal, this term, Mishnah Torah. What is Mishnah Torah, first of all? So Rashi tells us at the beginning of Devarim that Moshe Rabbeinu began a long speech on the Chodesh Shvat, and it carried on for 36 days until Vav Adar, and that finished in Seder Nisovim. Then the next day, Zayin Adar is Seder Vayelach. Now Moshe Rabbeinu obviously did not stand up and address the people from the pulpit and say, Rabbeinu, listen to me, Vayelach Moshe. He wouldn't say that, would he? Moshe Ben wouldn't say, Vayelach Moshe. So therefore, this is not part of it. Vayelach Moshe, what we learn, is not part of Mishnah Torah anymore. It's finished. What is Mishnah Torah, first of all? The Vilna Gaon explains, at the beginning of Devarim, Mishnah Torah means that these... what's written in this Chumash Dvarim are the choice of words of Moshe Rabbeinu. Of course, Moshe Rabbeinu had Siyata Yishmaya. He knew what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants him to say. But the words that he spoke are his words. Moshe Rabbeinu's words. Similar to Nevi'im, other Nevi'im. So this is a stage from Torah leading on to Nevi'im, said the Sefer Devarim. That other Nevi'im were in a trance when they received a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When they arose out of this trance, they then faced the people and spoke the message which they had gleaned in their own words. That's what the Nevi'im did. All the Nevi'im, Yeshaya and Yirmiyah, etc., this is the word of the Novi. And Sefer Devarim is the word of Moshe Rabbeinu. So says the Vilna-Gaon. However, I can tell you, the Chazon Ish writes otherwise. The Chazon Ish doesn't have a lot on Ala Torah, but there are a few pieces at the back of Chelek Aleph from Or HaChaim, some long essays. And over there, he learns it differently. The opposite of this. He says, whereas through for 39 years of the period of the Mishkan, Moshe Rabbeinu would enter the Mishkan and have a communication with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then he would leave and go out and speak to the people. His own words, probably. I don't know. Whereas Sefer Devarim, the Chazon Ish says, is the opposite. That the Mama Chazal, Moshe Madaber, Shechina Madaberes Metoch Koroina. As he speaks, the Shechina is speaking. Says the Chazon Ish, that's his pshat, that this is first to Sefer Devarim. It was not Moshe Rabbeinu went into the Mishkan, heard, got a message, and went out to say it. No, he addressed the people from the pulpit, and as he was speaking, God is what was speaking to him, and that applies to Sefer Devarim only. That's how the Chazon Ish learns, contrary to the Vilna-Gaon. Whichever way you take it, Vayelach Moshe is not part of Mishnah Torah. He didn't say to the people, "Hello, Vayelach Moshe." Vayelach Moshe means, the Ramban talks about at the beginning of Vayelach, that he came down from the pulpit and went to speak to the people on a personal level. He stood amongst them. Or the Ramban says later on, he says he called them into the Beis HaMedrash and gave them a shir. But there was no more addressing the whole community from the pulpit. That's finished. And that's the meaning of the Vayelach Moshe. He went. Where did he go? All the Mefarshim asked this question. And the answer is, he went down from the pulpit. And he said, L'ruach Eloid, no more. This is as far as I can go. I don't have the powers anymore. Nistmor Chochmosa, Rashi says, I no longer have the communication with HaKadosh Baruch Hu to speak to you the words of Hashem as I'm speaking. That's finished. And therefore, Seder Vayelech is not the message of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the Musa of Moshe Rabbeinu. It's not about Mishnah Torah are the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whether he's conveying it after he heard it, or whether he's conveying it as he spoke, whichever way you learn it. But Sefer Devarim is the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whereas, say, Vayelech is Moshe Rabbeinu's words. This is the first time in history that we've had a Rebbe stood up and Gzok Musa. That's the first time. Now, there's also something else unique here. Because Moshe Rabbeinu, at all times, for 39 years, would enter the Mishkan and have a communication in privacy with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, where he learned and taught later. This time, for once, there were two people there. Yehoshua was there as well. That's the pasuk says, Kach kros Yehoshua, v'siyatzivu bo'ohel moyed, v'atzavenu, v'yerech Moshe, v'yisiyatzivu bo'ohel moyed. There they were this time, and this time only, there were two people there. V'yero Hashem bo'ohel moyed, al pesach ho'ohel. Now, what's al pesach ho'ohel mean? What does this mean? So one pshat, I tell you, this I heard from Reb Feivish, my Rebbe, Reb Feivish. He said, Al Pesach Oihel, with Al, means the whole Mishkan was filled with the Shechina. What does it mean, the Shechina? It's not visible, but one could feel it at every point, every square centimeter, right up to the door. pushed up against the door to the end, to the edge. The Ramban says otherwise. The Ramban says that on all other occasions, Moshe was alone in the Mishkan with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and the Shechinah medaberes mitoich the Kruvim. The voice came from the Kruvim to Moshe Rabbeinu, but not this time. This time, our Pesach Oihel, because it was unique, it was different, Yeshua was there, and Yeshua was not on the level of Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Onon stood at the door. I don't know, I'm afraid, whether it means outside or inside of the door of the Mishkan. I can't work it out from Psukim. And then the voice of a Kodesh Baruch Hu came to Moshe and Yehoshua from the door. Something different over here.
From the where?
From the door. Pesach Oihel. Al Pesach Oihel means that the Vayamud Amud Onon Al Pesach Oihel, the Onon was by the door. I don't know inside or outside the door. And the Ramban says the Koil of HaKadosh Baruch Hu came from the Onon, which was by the door, not from the Kruvim, as with, when it was with Moshe Rabbeinu.
Surely the Kruvim were covered by a curtain that nobody saw where.
Yeah, precisely. Moshe Rabbeinu could entered into there.
Behind the curtain,
because a Kohen is not allowed to go there, other than on Yom Kippur. But Moshe Rabbeinu, as a non-Kohen, was allowed to go anytime, uniquely. Now I don't know, because that's not enough information. Yeshua also went in behind the curtain. I don't know. That's not written. But that's how the Ramban learned. This is something unique. Now I'm going to ask a question, which was a leader. So, who spoke the words written in Sedra, there's a brocha, Torah, Sivolonu Moshe? Whose words are those? Kodesh Baruch Hu's words or Moshe's words? Right, so in that case, who said Vayelach Moshe? Ah, right, so. What we leading up to here, this is how Hamagdova learns it. It's written in Pasuk Yutes over here. V'ato, kisu lochem zashir hazois. Write down the shira, v'lamdu as b'nei Yisrael tzimo b'fihem, and teach it to them. Says Hamagdova, that means HaKadosh Baruch Hu now dictated the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu. The whole Torah, from Bereshis Ad Einei Yisrael, including Ha'azinu, including the Sabrocha, including Aleil Haravaru of the Musbahar Azeh, go up and die. Those words were dictated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe, and he was to read it from the text. Now, we know in Yeshiva, some Rosh Yeshivas give a pilpul shir. Ooh, fly around. Others stick to the text. I'm going to explain to you what this line and this, the next line of the Gemara means. A bloodshed, we call it. This was the first bloodshed in history. For the first time, almost the first, the Torah was written down. And then Moshe Rabbeinu read out from the Torah. And he read Ha'azinu, and he read Zoi Sabrocha as well. So you ask the Kasha, excuse me, so what is Zoi Sabrocha Sheberach Moshe Bnei Yisrael? It was written down. HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictated it, and it was written down. So how do you explain that? The Ramban goes through Vayelach and in stages explains the process here, if I'm going to get this right now. Let's have a look. Pasuk Tes. Vayichtov Moshe es haTorah hazois v'yitino el haKoyanim. He wrote the Torah. Means he wrote the Torah up to Seder Nitzavim, inclusive. Then he stopped. Then he's told, Kisvus Ashira Hazois. So he writes down, probably Vayelech and Hazinu and Zois Abrocha. And this first Torah, which was not complete, Vayitno Elakoin Ibnei Levi. Rashi in Kisove says to us, there was an uproar. There came a complaint. What's all this? You gave the Torah to the Levium. What about all of us? We also did Har Sinai. And Moshe Rabbeinu was very content with that. All right, doesn't matter what the answer is, but it wasn't like that. Carries on, the pasuk carries on, and it starts again. which was Pasuk Chof Beis. Kizu lechem zashira azois, Ramlos b'nei Yisrael, teach it to them. This is the text, teach it to them. Sima b'fim, the man, tieli hashira azois, le'eid b'nei Yisrael. And then, v'yichtav Moshe es hashira azois v'yamahu, v'ylamado. So he taught b'nei Yisrael the Torah, which is now written down, and he gave it, and he said to them, Vayitav, Lokoyach Eseva Torah Zeh, the Santim Oisim Mitzat Aroim Benis Hashem Lekechem, put it by the in the Mishkan, that's where the Torah went. This all happening on Zayin Adar. The Torah was written, placed in the Mishkan next to the Orim with the Luchos inside it. V'hoyashom v'chor le'ed. What do those words mean? V'hoyashom v'chor, there for you le'ed. What does that mean? In this word le'ed is a huge subject. This one word opens up the whole sphere of what we call Masorah. How do we know exactly what's in the Torah? There's no variation. A Torah with one letter wrong, out. We don't allow the slightest iota of variation. It's precise. That's La'ed. The Torah which Moshe Rabbeinu wrote that day, which was dictated to Moshe, is put there as a testimony. Any Sefer Torah to be copied must be copied from there. And hence there's never variation in the Torah. That is crucial, 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 because that is the authenticity of Torah. That it was dictated by Kodesh Baruch Hu. That the Gemara, the Chama Machzal, that anybody who says that there's one passage in the Torah which Moshe Rabbeinu said is a kofer. It's completely wrong. There's no passage which Moshe Rabbeinu said. Every passage was written by, dictated by Kodesh Baruch Hu, written down by Moshe and read out. But every passage in the Torah, every Torah, everything in Torah is a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Torah is Ben HaShemayim. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it down and read it out. And that's there as le'ed. And therefore this Torah was a complete Torah. The first one, Psukim, Pasuk number Tes, is that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the Torah only up to Nitzavim, without the Shira, and Zeis HaBracha, which is part of the Shira. And that was handed to the Kohenim, to the Levim rather, Kohenim and Levim, and there was a complaint about that. But Moshe Rabbeinu rectified that, because he then came back, later in the same day, and wrote a complete Torah, added in the Shira, now it was complete, and now it was handed to the Levim with an instruction. It's not for you, the Levim. It's not exclusively for the Levim at all. No, the Torah is to be for you, Levim, because you can enter into the Mishkan and put it next to the Aron HaKodesh, next to the Aron, next to the Luchos. That's an answer to the complaint. There was another Torah written. But this, the first one was not complete, this one is complete. If you want the historic events, the records, this was not the first time it happened. Go back to Bashas Mishpotim, Ma'amat Har Sinai, and it says over there that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the Torah from Bereshis until Yisroi, until, I don't know exactly where, maybe Shlach Lecha, whatever, up to Yetzias Mitzrayim. That, and then he wrote it down and told him what's written there. But that wasn't the whole Sefer Torah. So it's happened before, we have non-complete Sefer Torah. I guess Sotheby's would have liked that document, they got sold for a lot of money. As a Kedusha Sefer Torah, it hasn't got what Moshe Rabbeinu wrote down at that time in Parshas Mishpatim. Right, so it happened there, and it happened again now, but a bit fuller. It went as far as Nitzavim. But it still wasn't complete. And then eventually, completed. Now,
you say complete, you mean till the Inner Kol Yisrael?
Yes, yes, yes.
Including Vayomas Moshe?
Including Vayomas Moshe. Yes. Alu al Har Ha'orom Zemus Behar Azeh was dictated to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and then read out. So it's the words, the Torah is Torah Hashem. That's what's so important to point out. Torah is min hashomayim. Every word, without the slightest variation, ever, ever, ever. Not a word and not a letter. Torah min hashomayim. Now let's just ponder another question. So Mishnah Torah stops at the end of Nitzavim. Vayelech is not part of that anymore. Whatever Mishnah Torah is, but it's not anymore from Vayelech. Then it's the Shir HaZois. What is the last thing Moshe Rabbeinu said in his 36-day speech? What's the last thing he said? I hereby call to witness as Hashemayim v'as Haoretz. Right. Now here comes a famous Rashi. Omolahem. Histakl v'ashamayim. Look at the heavens. Shabarosi. Shemeshinus midosam. Has the heaven ever changed its measure, its role? Does it ever do something different from what it was created to do? It was programmed to do something. Does it ever do anything different? Has the sun ever risen other than in the east? Does the sun ever not light up the world? So, now, let's make a kal v'chomer. Ma elu shena asu, shloi l'schar, well, I have said, the creation, the universe, is not human, doesn't have a yetzer hara, there's no powers of discretion. The universe is programmed, is a golem, a computer. It does what you tell it to, what you've programmed it to do. And it does it, and never receives any reward. There's no punishment. So you people, says Moshe Rabbeinu, you do receive reward and punishment, all the more so you should listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the last thing that Moshe Rabbeinu spoke. And everybody from Aleph Bistof, the whole world asks a question on this. Excuse me. But human beings have got temptation. The Shemayim Ba'aretz doesn't have a Yetzirah tempting them to do anything other than what they're programmed to do. They're a golem, a computer. So of course they do what they do. There's no variation. They can't vary. A computer can't do different than what you've told it to do. So where's the Kal V'Chomer here? Where's the Kal V'Chomer? It's utterly illogical, this Kal V'Chomer. And the Bali Musa take this up with an answer that they all talk about it, but more or less this is the answer. Learn a lesson from here, logical or otherwise, that in essence, we human beings, we have temptations, but underneath the temptation, we are programmed to be faithful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as are the Shemayim V'Oretz. But we have on top of that temptations, a Yetzer Hara, and that's in order to be able to enable us to earn reward or otherwise. But say the Baal Musa, at source, we are also programmed to be a computer to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So say the Mefarshim, so say the Baal Musa. Now the Baal Musa are absolutely right, but it needs to be understood what this means, because the question is still there, excuse me, it's not logical. And the answer is that we've met this before. In Parshas Chukas, we have the same Kal V'Chomer. Moshe Rabbeinu hit the rock while I'm speaking to it, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu rebukes him and says to him, Yan lo hemantim bi lahakdishen, you have not sanctified my name. Criticism. What is a criticism? So Rashi explains that if you would have spoken to the rock and the rock would have obeyed and given water, the people would have said, look already, if a rock obeys the command of Hashem, all the more so we need to obey the command of Hashem. And you fail to deliver that message, Moshe Rabbeinu. That's a rebuke, and you won't enter Eretz Yisrael for that. But why did Moshe Rabbeinu make such a mistake? Moshe Rabbeinu makes mistakes like that? It's the same question as we said before. Moshe Rabbeinu said, excuse me, there's no lesson to be learned here. The stone is a stone. It doesn't have temptation. There's no Yetzirah and Yetzirah Tov in the stone. So of course the stone will do it. Therefore, when the people see the stone giving water, there isn't the scope to learn the lesson from here, how we have to behave, because we are not a stone. There's no scope for this Kal V'Chomer. Hence, he didn't make it. And yet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns around and says to Moshe Rabbeinu, you're not right. Why is Moshe Rabbeinu not right? Because the Baal Musa say, you are a stone. You are a computer programmed to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Yetzer Hara is only on top of that, as a surface, only on the surface. But that's what you are. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to him, no, you failed, Lach Nisheni. Therefore, the very last thing that Moshe Rabbeinu said was, the Kal Vachomer. The last thing he addressed the people and said, I'm putting right when I went wrong, Lach Nisheni, didn't do a Kiddush Hashem. Now, the last minute of my life, for the last day of my life, the last minute that I speak to you, I'm making that Kiddush Hashem. All right.